So we... okay, last week we were discussing the problem of whether you need a klisharis in Shechitas Kadshim. I'll explain what that has to do with anything in a moment. And... before we start, after all that, the shir tonight is Le'ilui Nishmas Toiba Bas Ben Zion. That's the Judy's grandmother. Yeah, the Shamash Rabban Aliyah, the Schus of the Divrei Torah. So we were discussing the last week the Sugi on Gimel Amud Aleph, which basically suggests, just read one line or two lines very quickly. The Gemara is involved in a different problem. The Gemara wants to know how we could have considered that the Mishnah was talking about a case of a a tameh who's shechting kadshim, real kadshim. After all, if that's the case, then even if he uses a very long knife, and even if he's very careful not to come into physical contact with the basar, says the Gemara, one would thought that he, anyone would be metame the basar, because of the either because of the principle of cherev areu kecholol, namely that the sakin retains the intense level of tuma of its source of tuma, whether it's the mace or a tmei mace. So therefore, the let's say a tmei mace such that we're talking about somebody who came in contact with a. With a mace, so he is a tmei mace, that's called an avatuma. He picks up a knife, or even if it's a long knife, doesn't matter how long, the size of the knife, so that becomes a cherev kecholol, that's also an avatuma. So that when that avatuma touches the basar, even though he didn't touch the basar, it's tamei. It's mukdashim, either way it's tamei. Rashi points out, as we already discussed, that even without cherev kecholol, that would seemingly be the case. Because if there was no din of cherev kecholol, still it's an avatuma, a tmei mace, who touches a kli, so an avatuma can be metame a kli, and then the kli can be metame the basar. So that's something that Rashi points out, and we discuss various answers to that. So that's the problem that the Gemara is dealing with. How could it be? How does the long knife help you? If there is a case, if it's a case of tmei mace at the beginning of this process, so as careful as you are, you're still metame the basar, and it's mukdashim. So to that, the Gemara gives two answers. Either we're talking about tumas sheretz, in which case the person touched the sheretz, the person isn't an avatuma, he's only a rishon l'tuma, and he then touches the kli. Right, the kli cannot be mistame from a rishon; it can only become mistame from an avatuma. So that's one answer. And then the second answer that the Gemara gives, which is what we were interested in, ibaisema liolam deitmi b'meis. No, we could even be talking about tumas meis. Ukigon shabadak kromis shokana v'shachad ba. We're talking about a situation where he examined this sakin. It's made out of kromis shokana. It's like a wooden. Kind of a sakin, and the rule is that pshute kliates is not makabel tuma, and therefore, even though he, meaning the shochet, is a tmei mace, he doesn't transmit tuma to the kli because the kli is not makabel tuma. So that's the story. And how do we know that a kliates can be makab, can be used as a sakin shel shchita? The tanya b'kol shochtim bein b'tzur bein b'skuches bein. That's the Gemara. So what we discussed last week was the several issues that issue from this line of the Gemara. Number one, this is the question that the big Tosis discusses, and we talked about the Ramban and the Rambam and others discuss this question, and that is, it seems from here that you can a sakin shel shchita is effective in tuma in shchitas kadshim, and the question is why would that be true, given the fact that it's shchitas kadshim you should require a klishares. Klishares is typically required for avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and Rebbe was of the opinion, to machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, But, you know, we usually assume that we paskin like Rebbe in this matter, and that Rebbe was of the opinion that a kli eitz cannot serve as a kli sharis, which basically means that the sakan shel shechita that we're talking about in this Gemara, which is being used for kadshim, right, is not a kli sharis. How could you shecht without a kli, something which is not a kli sharis? That's issue number one. On that issue, we find that there is a major debate among the Rishonim. Rashi in Masechet Sota, Daf Yudalon Amud Beis, in the Gemara, which we'll get back to in just a second, but we already read, says clearly that you require a kli sharis in Shechitas Kadshim. This is also the view of one view in the Balei Tosis. If you look at Tosis on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph in Zvachim, it's also a Tosis actually in Chulin on Tezayin, but in our Mar Makomos, it's page three, on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, right? Tosis says very clearly that you need a klisha. If you look at line 22, Aval kli lo shayach lemelech bechulin. Right, Tosas says you need a klisharis. That's also one view in Tosas here on Gimel Amud Aleph. This long Tosas has such a view. But the predominant view in our Tosas is that you do not require klisharis for shkitas kadshim. That's the main thing, the main view of Tosas. If you look here, again, we read it, but 1 second. Let's look from the beginning. Vim tomer hechi yishkot b'krom shalkana habi'inan kli kenabuchak b'sof atoda u'b'sof dam chatos the darish mitzvah vayikach esamacheles in the akeda lishkot is b'no the ola to una kli. You need a kli for shechitas kadshim. V'alfinim kula me'ola yeshlomer kagon the tikna lekromis v'asod ke'ein kli, but afagav the kaimelon karebi the amar. The Perakachal Einos and Klisharis Shalates, Upaligar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, the Amar Perakachal Os and Klisharis Shalates, the Shechitas Kadshim Lo Beinan Klisharis. And then Tosis goes on mostly to say that, and then to suggest that there's another view in like Tosis on Tzadi Zayin, etc. So you see, there's a major debate among the Rishonim. Rashi says you need a Klisharis. The Balei Tosis argue about it, etc. The Rambam's view on that issue, as we already discussed last week, is that lechatchila you need a klishares, and b'diavad you can get away with whatever works for chulin. And I tried to explain that formulation is very important for the Rambam. I'll mention it again in just a second. So that's the Rambam, instead of saying yes or no, takes a middle position, that is lechatchila yes, b'diavad no. The Ramban also takes the position lechatchila yes and b'diavad no. But his b'di'evad no is a different b'di'evad no than the Rambam's. Meaning, the Rambam explains that b'di'evad, if you don't have a klishares, and therefore you don't have the effect of having klishares at all for shkita and so on, then that's b'di'evad, that's okay. Just for l'chatchil. The way the Ramban understands it is based on his reading of the Gemara in Masechet Sota, which we're going to turn to just for another second, the bottom of the page. The Gemara Masechet Sota certainly speaks of Shkita as being Mekadesh, the Dam Shebetzavor. So the question is, what do you do with that Gemara? The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara is explaining why in a Mincha, you put the content of the Mincha twice in a Klisharis. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that. So the Gemara says, V'nosel tocho l'tok Klisharis, v'mekadesh v'klisharis. Lamali, ha'kidsha chado zimli. You already did that. Says the Gemara, midi dahave adam, because it's like the dam of a zevach, of a korban. Dam afagav de kadishte sakin b'tzavor behema, hodem mekadish le b'klishares, hachanami lo shana. The Gemara says, well, when it comes to a korban, an animal korban, you need a double act of kiddush. Number one, the sakin contacts the blood in the neck during the shkita. That's considered Kiddush number one. And number two is when you're Mekabel Adam in a Klishares, that's called the Kabbalah Adam, that's the second one. Just like you need two in a Korban, you need two in a Mincha, that's the Gemara. So the Rishonim who basically, argue that you for sure need a klishares in Shechitas Kadshim, one of their strongest proofs is from that Gemara in Sota. Because the Gemara says that you have to be Mekadesh the Dam. Right? What do you do with that Gemara if you hold, like Tosis, you know, that, you know, you don't need a klishares for Shechitas Kadshim? That's a really tough question. So the Ramban's answer to all of that is to say the following. Ramban says that what the Gemara says is that l'chadchila, in a korban, just as in a mincha, we require, we prefer to have two different acts of kiddush. However, what the other Gemaras prove is that b'di'eved, you could bundle both acts of kiddush during the Kabbalas Adam. In other words, when you're in the Kabbal Adam, which is the second stage of a korban, first stage of a korban is Shechita, Zvicha, the second stage is Kabbalas Adam, the third stage is Holachas Adam, and the fourth stage is Zrikas Adam. Those are the four main avodos. So what the Ramban is saying, which is just an amazing idea, is that if it's true the Gemara in Sota says you need to be Mekadesh Adam, the way the Ramban understands it, Bikli Shares. However, what do you do with our Gemara that says that the Shechita knife doesn't necessarily have to be ra'ui to be a klishares? So how do you square those two things? Says the Ramban, what you need to do is l'chatchila, you need to do two separate acts of kiddush, one with the sakin klishares, and the other with the kli, which is makabel, the dam. But b'di'eved, you could do both in one fell swoop. That's the b'di'eved. You could, the Kabbalah Sadam can serve a double function. It could be Mekadesh the Dam Shabbatzavar, right, which turns the animal into a korban, Kedushas korban, and it can also thereby, you know, ready or machshir the Dam, more specifically, not just the Dam as a means of giving sanctity to the korban, but it also you could be machshir the Dam for the next stage, namely for the kapara through Zrika on the Mizbeach. That's not the same as the Rambam's L'chatchila B'di'eved. The Rambam's L'chatchila B'di'eved is, we would prefer that Shechita be done with a klishares, and B'di'eved, you can get away without it. It sounds like the Rambam holds that there are two ways to do Shechita in a kadshim. One way you can do Shechita Schulin in a kadshim, and that's what I think the Rambam meant by the language that he used. The Rambam uses the expression, as we noted, this is the Rambam here in Baisa Karbanos, Dalet Zayin, number 15, Kol hazvachim ein shoknenos on the chatchila, el besakin mikli shares. V'im shachat b'chol davar, sheshoknim bo hakulin, afilu b'krom v'sholkana, shein. So what's superfluous in the Rambam, what's mechudash in the Rambam, is that there's a lechatchilin b'di'evit. As far as I know, he's the first person to say this. Ramban, of course, came after the Rambam. The second chiddush of the Rambam is a very subtle chiddush that I think is a chiddush, and that is instead of saying vim shachat b'chol davar, right, kosher, he adds the words b'chol davar sheshochtim bo achulin, which are superfluous. But I think what the Rambam profoundly was telling us was there are two ways to approach shechita in a korban. One way is to treat it like Shechita and Chulin. And the other way is to upgrade it even more and to treat it like Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. You have two ways to approach it. Now again, what would have been really amazing is if the Rambam had added and said, and by the way, if you do use a klishares, he doesn't say this, but if he had said it, it would have been even better. If you do use a klishares, maybe you should require a kohen too. He doesn't say. The idea that shechitas kshera bizar, betamei, etc., seems to apply, according to the Rambam, even if you're using a klishares. But the idea that in general you can look at shechita of kadshim in two ways. One, as a kind of, you know, generic shechita, the other as something more specifically defined by the context of the Avodah and Korbanos, that we do have some other echoes of here and there. There's a Rashi in Yevamos. I don't know if it's really true in Rashi, but there are some Mefarshim who interpret Rashi as saying that when you do Shechita on a Korban on Shabbos, you need a Kohen. If you do Shechita on a Korban Chol, you can get away without a Kohen. Now, what does that mean? The answer is, the only way that you can do Shechitas Kodshim on Shabbos is when you are accentuating the fact that it's Avodas Hayom. Right? On the other hand, you can do Shechita even for a Korban during the week, you know, just on the basis of the fact that Shechitas Kulin doesn't need a Kohen, and there's nothing wrong with doing Shechita, which is Shechitas Kulin. In other words, that view, and there's some other echoes of this as well, there's a Ritva and Masechet Yoma, suggests it might be a lechatchila always in Korbanos of having a Kohen, a lechatchila. Certainly in Avodas Yom Kippurim, there might be a requirement that the Shechita be done by the Kohen Gadol. That's also a big issue. Certainly in his par, maybe even in the other Korbanos. But the point I'm trying to make is that what the Rambam may be saying here is that there are two ways to explain or two ways to approach Shechita in a Korban. One is to equate it with Halacha Zrika and Kabbalah, and the other is to treat it as Shechita, which applies not only to Kodshim, but to Chulin as well. In my opinion, this is connected with the Rambam's view, and that's what I said last week, that actually there's a dialectical relationship between Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kodshim, meaning it goes in both directions. Shechitas Chulin's source, according to the Rambam, is connected with its status in Kodshim. And that's part of what we mean when we say Kasher Tzivisicha. That's why it's in Parshas Re'eh. That's why, according to the Rambam, it's connected with same pasuk is also a source for Shechitas Bechor Balmum, which has still some Dinei Kodshim. At the same time, by elevating Shechitas Kulin, this is what we were arguing last week, that Mimela, you know, downgraded the role of Shechita in Kodshim. And therefore, the Rambam here uses the expression, in my opinion, theory, that uses the expression, Bechol Dovar Sheshokhtim Bo'achulin, to say to you that this is a two-way street. In other words, in Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam builds up the idea that Shechita Skulin comes from Kodshim. And in Hilchos Kodshim, the Rambam basically accentuates that the fact that Shechita was exported to Chulin, right, that affects its standards even in Kodshim. Again, the Bach, being medayik in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, although I'm not so convinced by the diuk, suggests that actually, and if it's true, it just works beautifully though, suggests that according to the Rambam, there is actually a lechatchila, even in Shechitas Chulin, to shecht with an object that at least is fit or roi to be a klishares. In other words, the statement here, which the Rambam is also quoting in Ma'aser Korbanos, which is based on the Sugya and Tess, Tazayinu base later on in Chulin, imshachat b'chol davar sheshoftin bo achul imshachat b'chol davar afilu b'kromis shel kana ksherim. According to the Bach's reading of the Rambam, that's only b'diavad. Which means, according to the Bach, right, that it actually goes in both directions. Even though there's no act of kedusha of the dam when it comes to Shechitas Chulin, nonetheless, according to the Bach's reading of the Rambam, lechatchila you should use an object which, had it been kodshim, could serve as a klisharis, meaning the upgrading of kulin. And the Rambam himself, in Ma'aser Korbanos, says, by the way, lechatchila you should have a klisharis, kodshim, but b'diavad you can get away with whatever you can get away with in kulin. So that's the two sides. The Ramban, on the other hand, is not saying that. What the Ramban is saying is, you need in Kadshim, a klishares to interact with the dam shebetzavar. That's clear in the Gemara in Sota. However, what's less clear is how many different acts you require when you're being mekadesh the korban. So what the Gemara tells us is that lechatchila, you should have first kiddush adam, which turns the korban into a korban, through a klishares used for shchita. And then you should have another act of kiddush, which makes the dam roi lezrika, and that's the Kabbalah in a klishares. However, the Ramban says, well, what about all the evidence that you don't need a klishares for shchitas kachim, including our Gemara, because it's kliates and so on? The answer is, that's the bidyeved, but not the Rambam's bidyeved. Not bidyeved, you don't need a klisharis. Bidyeved, you can do the double act of kiddush through the Kabbalah Saddam in a klisharis. Okay, so that's the other view. I'll get back. What do you do with the Gemara and Sota if you hold, you know, like Rash and like Balitosis, that you don't need klisharis at all? So I'll get back to that in just a minute. I mentioned a little bit last time. I'll expand on it. Before we do that, that's one question, one issue. Why would you need a klishares, according to those who require it? Because it's an act of kachshim. How could you get away without a klishares? I'm already hinting in the Rambam that maybe the reason for that is because shchita, right, applies also to chulin. And the very fact that it exists in chulin, especially if it comes from kachshim, that compromises a bit the standards within Kadshim itself. Now that idea, namely, that we downgrade Shkitas the Kadshim because of the application to Shkitas Kulin, is something which I believe we find also in several other Makoros. So if you look very quickly at the, here on line 28, Shita Mekubetza Zvachin Mem Zayin Omed Aleph, right, Os Chavtes. So this is the Shita Mekubetzes from Betzal Ashkenazi talking. Everybody have that? On page 3. The Kashel Amori. Okay? Demai Shno Shchita Mishar Avodas. Meaning, why wouldn't you require a klishares? Lest you say that Shkita's Kshera Bazar, and therefore that, you know, is connected with the fact that it doesn't need a Klishares, Hare Belila Kshera Bazar, Utuuna Klishares, right? Belila Samincha, when you mix the mincha, the ingredients of the mincha, right? That is something that requires a Klishares, even though the Belila is not does not require a kohen. So this is the answer. B'tiritz de blila eino ki'im b'kadshim. Afagav de k'sher b'zar have a kashar kadshim le'inin klishares. Namely, blila is an institution, meaning it's an act, that is exclusive to a korban mincha. There is no blila, right, outside of korbanos. And therefore, even if you don't need a kohen, by virtue of the fact that it's an exclusive kadshim action, that already requires a klisharis. You can require a klisharis even if you don't require a kohen, as long as what you're dealing with is an exclusive, right, kadshim activity. However, he says, aval shchita hol v'shaicha b'chulin kemo b'kadshim lekach afo b'shehutzrach kli. This is exactly what we're looking for. Meaning, the fact that it is exported, that it applies to chulin, right, that downgrades its status as a maisa kadshim, right, even when it's done by a kohen. No one is suggesting, I mean, I was suggesting it before, but no one is actually ruling, right, that even if a kohen does the shechita, that you require klishares more than if a zar does. So this is the Shita Mekubetzes basically saying the application of shechita to chulin undercuts shechita's kachshim. Now remember, this is exactly almost the opposite. Not only the Makoros that I was talking about before, but of the Rush in Masechet Ksuvos. What is the Rush in Masechet Ksuvos? The Rush there wonders, we read it earlier in the year, Rush says, why do you make a bracha, right, on Shechita? Isn't it just a matir? He's trying to explain his view, which is that Birchas Erusin, according to the Rush, is only a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. He says, because it's not a mitzvah. Kiddushin is just a hechsher, bialma. That's the Rush's view. So he says, well, that's fine, that's good. He explains whatever he has to explain about Kiddushin, which is why it's in Masechet Ksuvos. And then he says, well, why is there any difference between that and Shechita? Shechita is a matir for Achilas Basar. So if we're now saying that Makshirim or Matirim are not, you know, things that require a bracha, then why is there a bracha here? Right? That's the question. So he gives several answers. One of the answers that he gives is he says, well, I mean, in Kadshim, it's a chiyuv and a mitzvah, not just a matir. Right? The Torah says, v'zavachta. So since in Kadshim, it's a mitzvah, we make a birchas a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, in Kadshim, we make a birchas mitzvah in Chulin when it's only a matir? Why not just say you make a bracha in Kadshim and you don't make a bracha in Chulin? That's simple enough. Right? The answer is, mid Kadshim, nishma l'chulin. We don't think that these things are totally unrelated. We think that they're connected. But when they're connected, then either Kadshim elevates Chulin or Chulin downgrades Kadshim. Or both, right? So the Rush is an example of the upgrading of Shechitas Chulin, as is Kasher Tzivi Sicha and the Parsha of in Re'eh, and the box idea that maybe you require lechatchila a kli that in Kadshim could serve as a kli shares. These are all Kadshim uplifting Chulin in this equation, but. What you have in the on the other side, right, is the other side of the coin. And that's what the Shittim Kubetzis is saying. The very fact that there is a Shechitas Chulin is what eliminates the requirement of Klishares for Kadshim. Unlike Belila of a Mincha, which is Kshera Bazar, but is still an exclusively Kadshim activity. Yeah?
He's equating basically Belila to Shechita.
Yeah.
Isn't the equivalent to Shechita Kamitza?
It is. But it's the equation. No, you're right, structurally, in terms of the. If we were talking about the relationship between Zvachim and Menachos, but that's not what the Shita Mukabensis is trying to prove. He's a logical man. He's not interested in that issue right now. He's interested in whether or not. There is a law or a rule that says anytime you need a Kohen, is a rule that anytime you don't need a Kohen, you don't need a Klisharis. That's what he wants to know. He's not interested in the parallels between Menachos and Zvachim. He wants to know, in the world of Kadshim, is there ever a situation in which a Zar is Kasher and you still need a Klisharis? Because he's interested in knowing whether Zar being Kosher in Shechita is the reason that you don't need a Klisharis in Shechita. So that he's proving from Belila. He's saying Belila is Kosher Bazar, but you need a Klisharis. So the equation between Kohen and Klisharis is not true.
But if the Zar does Belila in the non-Klisharis, then puts up the Klisharis, and then the Kohen does Kamitza, is it the Evan okay?
Say that one more time.
If a Zar does Belila in a non-Klisharis, pours it into a Klisharis, and then the Kohen does Kmitza out of Klisharis, it's probably going to be okay also.
Not according to... Sounds like the Shidu Betzis thinks that it's not. He thinks that the Belila requires a Klisharis. Okay. That's pretty clear. I mean, would anybody disagree with that? I think it's pretty clear that a Belila requires Klisharis, not just that there be a Klisharis at some point. The Belila itself, it seems, requires Klisharis. Okay, so this idea is much earlier, of course, formulated by Rabbi Yaakov, seemingly, by Rabbi Yaakov Meorleon. Now, there are different formulations of it all over Shas, Tosas and Zvachim, Tosas and Menachot, Tosas and Yoma. We're not going to get into all that. Just took one of them. That's the Tosas and Zvachim, Yudalot Amud Beis. That's the next piece, 936. Hagot, Shkita Lav Avodei. Pirush B'Kuntres, Midis Kashriba Kol Apsulim. Ah. So what the Gemara says that Shkita is not an Avoda. And Rashi explains, because if it was an Avoda, then it would require a Kohen. Right? Tosa says, V'i'ef shalom archein, da'hech shazar gufa maisi lahacho b'perakam de Menachos. This Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara, parallel Gemara in the beginning of Menachos, are actually talking about the fact that Shkita's k'sher b'zar. The Gemara explains Shkita's k'sher b'zar because it's not a real Avoda. So how can Rashi say that the reason it's not an Avoda is because it's k'sher b'zar? That's circular reasoning. The Gemara is explaining that it's k'sher b'zar because it's not an Avoda, and Rashi is explaining that the reason it's not Avoda is because it's k'sher b'zar. So in this particular Gemara, it doesn't seem to make sense. That seems very circular. Miu, says Tosas, yesh li yashe perusho, dekiven de b'shum makom laboy koin b'shchita, right, lav avodahi. That's interesting. Tosas says that if there was ever a requirement of koin in shchita, you know, then that would imply that it is an avoda. You know, we're not just saying that zar is kosher, we're saying that there isn't any chalos or any requirement of koin. Again, this obviously is inconsistent with some of the things I mentioned before, right? But this Tosis doesn't hold that way. Maybe I mentioned that there are those who are medayek, like the Rashash and others, that according to Rashi, whenever you do Shkitas Kadshim on Shabbos, maybe even Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you require, well, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, I should say, that you require a Kohen. There are those who think that, you know, maybe Yom Kippur, or maybe Lechatchila. By the way, I think I mentioned this when we learned the sugya on Daf Yud Zayin. This is very apropos, right? And we were talking about the idea of Shechita Bamidbar, that originally, according to Rabbi Yishmael, right, there was no Shechitas Basar Taiva or Chulin Bamidbar. It was only Shlamin. So there's a view in one of the Achronim that in the Midbar, only a Kohen could do the Shechita. And that Shechita K'sher B'zar only began with Basar Taiva. You have to understand the meaning of that. Meaning, if you said that alone isn't so, it's a little mechudash, you know, but it's not so ayayay. But what it really means is, when Shechita was Kshera and Matir, Basar Chulin, Basar Taiva, that was also the transition of Shechita being Kshera Bazar in Kadshim. Now, when all there was Shechitas Kadshim, then you needed a Kohen. And once they expanded from Shechitas Kadshim, they expanded the institution to include Chulin. So then, Zar was kosher not only in Chulin, but also in Kadshim. Again, this same idea that I'm trying to, you know, demonstrate exists. Namely, you could have said there's Shechitas Chulin, there's Shechitas Kadshim, and never the twain shall meet. I mean, they maybe share things in common, but the context is koveya completely. You don't say midde shkita b'chulin nishma l'shkita b'kadshim, or midde shkita b'kadshim nishma l'shkita b'chulin, do you? But if you do, and it seems like there are a lot of evidence that you do, then what we're seeing is that this is one idea, and it has two directions. Anyways, so that's one thing that Tosa says in Zvachim. But then he says, Umiyu, okay, fine, we said that. Then he says, V'harav, Rabbi Yaakov d'Orleon, that's line 38, Mefarish, what does it mean, Shechita Lav Avoda? Not because of Zar. Lefi sheshave b'chulin u'bekadshim. Im kein lav mitam avoda, tziva hamakom shechita. Again, maybe that's too extreme also. I think the Rambam and the Ramban might say to you that the reason that Shechita applies to Chulin is because it's an Avoda in Kadshim. By the way, Tosas is trying to, you know, modify it just a little more. Tosas is saying, well, either way, the reason Shechita is not an Avoda in Kadshim is because of the din of Shechitas Chulin. Not because of the din of Zar. Maybe Zar is an additional consequence of that, but it's not the direct consequence of that. Okay. Now, what do you do with the Gemara in Sota, which seems clearly to say that there is a din of Shechitas, that there is a din of Kiddush Adam al Yedei Sakin Shel Shechita? What do you do with that Gemara if you hold like the Bali Tosas? Now, according to the Rambam, you could say Lechatchilin B'diavad in his way. Maybe. According to the Ramban, you could say Lechatchilin B'diavad his way, as we explain the difference. According to the Rishonim, we think that you always need a Klishares in Shechitas Kodshim, like Rashi and Sota, Tosas on Sadi Zayin and Zvachim, the second day of Tosas here in Chulin and Nav Gimel Amid Aleph, then there's no problem. But according to the predominant view in Bali Tosas, which is that you can do Shechitas Kodshim with a Kliates, and not because we don't Paskin like Rabbi, but because we don't need a Klishares, what do you do with the Gemara and Sota? So here is where something I mentioned last week comes back, and that is Rav Velvel's suggestion, and the Rav said the same thing, and that is there's another way to read the Gemara and Sota. The Gemara and Sota never says that Sakin is a Klisharis. It only says that the Sakin, or that the Shechita through the Sakin, is Mekadesh the Dam. So what they suggest is, the Kiddush Adam, the two Kiddushe that take place in a Zebach, are not exactly the same as the two Kiddushe that took place in a Mincha. In a Mincha, the two acts of Kiddush both take place with the Klisharis. But maybe in a Zebach, the first act of Kiddush isn't because the Sakin is a Klisharis, it's not because of the Sakin per se, it's because of the Maisa Shechita. The Shechita turns the animal from having Kedushas Haguf, right, into having Kedushas Karban, or Kedusha Lahakrava. The Gemara only says that it's that the Sakin is Mekadesh the Dam Shebetzavar. It doesn't say it's a Klishares. So the way they understand it is the Klishares isn't Mekadesh it, the Maisa Shechita, the Avoda of Shechita is Mekadesh the animal. Because remember, this is something we tried to explain last week, the two acts of Kiddush that take place in a Karban are not the same. It's not that you need two of them. It's not a quantitative thing. They do two different things. The Ramban was saying, even though they do different things, and that's why it would probably be better, you know, to have them separate, you could bundle them. What are the two things? One takes, what I said before, Kiddushas HaGuf, and turns it into Kiddushas HaKrava or Kiddushas HaKrava. The other one is more specifically Machshir, what it physically comes in contact with, namely the Dam for the Zrika, which is the Kapara. But the first act of Kiddush through the Shechita isn't really the Dam. I mean, the Gemara uses the expression that it's Mekadesh the Dam Shebetzavar, but really it's Mekadesh the whole Korban. It turns it from Kedushas HaGuf into Kedushas Korban. That's the idea behind it. That's what Reb Chaim tries to explain in Hilchos Psula and Muktashim. So if that's the case, you don't necessarily need a Klishares. You need an act of Shechita. And once you say that, then you might even explain that even if you do need a Klishares, you need a Klishares just because in order for the Maisa Shechita to be Mekadesh, the Korban, maybe you need it to be done all day, Klishares. Or maybe not. That's the debate. Okay? So that's another way to read the Gemara and Sota according to the Bali Tosas, and that's a very important idea. There's one other sheet I wanted to mention before we move on, and that is the Ritva. Everybody following so far? Questions? Good. There's one other sheet, and that's the Ritva. We may be exactly saying what we've been saying. Hard to know, but it's very mechudash. If you look at the Ritva here on top of the page, on page 3, line 3, V'ikal medak, the Ritva asks this question. The Arminan b'masachat Sota, again, let's go back for a second. Our Gemara says, that you can get away with the kliyates. It sounds like, according to most people, we paskin like Rebbe, says that a kliyates cannot be a klisharis. I.e., our Gemara seems to say you don't need a klisharis for shechita. V'ika lemedak, d'hamrinam besota, the Gemara we just read, d'sakin mekadesh dam hashechita. Again, we tried to explain just now. It doesn't say explicitly that it's a klisharis, but it does say that it does some act of kiddush. The ein mekadesh, says the Ritva, el davar shehu klisharis. Why do you have to add that line? Now, you know, we're a little more sensitized. He had to add that extra line because he too noticed that the Gemara doesn't explicitly say the sakin is a klisharis, just that typically klisharis is a prerequisite for being makadish a korban or davish a mikdusha. In general, and especially if you're trying to be makadish in a more specific way, like the object that it comes into contact with, like the da. What I was arguing before, or saying in the name of Revelvel and the Rav, was that even though the Gemara uses the expression Mekadesh Adam, it doesn't really mean the Dam at that point. The Kiddush Adam is through the Klisharis in the Kabbalah. The Kiddush Adam in the Sakin is the Maisa Shechita, which makes it, the whole Korban into a Korban by virtue of what takes place with the Dam. But the Ritva doesn't see it that way. So that's why he adds Ein Mekadesh Adam Shu Klisharis. Meaning, how can the Bali Tosas, who say you don't need a klisharis, how can they just ignore the Gemara and Sota? And the truth is they mostly do, meaning the Tosa Rush in Sota discusses it, understandably, it's that Gemara, but the Tosas in Zvachim and Menachos and this Tosas in Chulin, most of the Gemaras that most of the Bali Tosas that discuss whether you need a klisharis for Kachim, in Shechita, basically ignore the Gemara and Sota. Now again, according to the Griz, and according to the Rav, and so on, we now know why, because that has nothing to do, that's not Kiddush B'Klisharis, that's Kiddush through the Ma'is Avoda. That's a different topic. But the Ritva didn't see it that way. Avlo Mechuvar Yoser, says the Ritva, what's his answer? The Sakin Demukdashim Klisharisu Lekadesh Adam Ketzas. Ah. Miu lefishein shchita ma keves hekdesh shaharek shera bizarim upsulin ain a gomeres kushastam legamri ad kabalaso. There's something in here, there's a little something in here for everybody. Meaning, like the Ramban, who the Ritva of course saw, the Ritva is suggesting, except that the Ramban says bidyeved, you can, the Kabbalah Adam, you know, can do both, right? So the Ritva says, actually, the two kiddushes in a korban are connected. And because they're connected, the first doesn't have to do so much heavy lifting. Therefore, you can get away in stage one with a lesser act of kedusha. And therefore, you can get away with something which is only a miktas or a diluted klisharis. Now, we paskin like Rebbe, that when you need a real klisharis to do all the heavy lifting, right, meaning to do all the heavy, you know, lifting on a kedusha level, so kliates is not a klisharis for that. But kliates is enough of a klisharis, right, to do stage one of the two stages of kiddush in a korban. That's what he's saying. I'll just read that line again. Avon mechuvah yosef the sakin the mukdashim klisharis lekadesh adam ketzas a little bit miu lefi shein shechita makeves. Why does shechita not require the heavy, you know, kind of an act of kiddush? Because shechita is ksheira bizar, right? It's not makeves. It is makeves hektish. You need it, but b'toras avoda it's not ma'akev. Sharei ksheira bizar mupsulim. Therefore, ain't a gomeres kedushas dam legamri ad kabalaso lefikach ain't sak in a sak in chashuv klisharis lipasel biyotze. So basically, as the Ritva explains, there are two nafkamina according to him. One is you can get away this lesser act of kiddush because the shechita is a less intense form of avoda, allows you to get away, number one, with kliates You don't need, you know, a material that is typically required for klishares. You can get away with a lesser klishares. And number two, if you carry the thing out of the mikdash, it doesn't become possible yotze, because it isn't that kind of kiddush. One of the proofs that you don't need a klishares, well, that Bali Tosis also brought, is that in Ezem Komon Shel Zvachim, in that Mishnah, it says about the, you need Kabbalah Sadam, right? You know, b'klishares b'tzafon. So what about Shchita? It says Shchitasa b'tzafon. But it doesn't say Shchitasa b'tzafon b'klishares. Right, that's one of the things that Tosis brings here. We discussed it already. Now, Tosis has several suggestions. The Ritva has... that's the reason it says it that way. Because the Kabbalah needs a full, heavy-duty klishares. Because that's a heavy-duty act of kiddush. Right? That's not Kshera Bazaar. But that doesn't mean that a sakin doesn't have to be a klishares. It can be klishares light. Klishares light can be eights. Klishares light is not possibly yotze. Klishares light is not going to get the same kind of press in Perek Ezehu Makoma. L'kach la'omru, that's what he means. Ella, that's also why the Gemara says, minayin l'shchita shi tu'una kli, v'la'omru klishares. The Gemara says later on in Zvachim, it mentions you need a kli. It doesn't say you need a klishar from the Akedah. Machelas. Why didn't it say klishares if you really need a klishares? The answer is because it's not a full-fledged klishares. Mizeu shomer b'tosefta. Chomer b'kmitza v'bishchita. Sha'kmitza t'una kli v'ena shchita t'una kli. One of the differences between shchita and kmitza, you were asking about that before, right? You were talking about the parallel, is that the tosefta says, oh, kmitza needs a kli. Again, Tosis here discusses it. What are the ways to get out of that? But the Ritva's answer, same answer for all things. The reason that all the evidence seems to be saying that other things and not Shechita, or Shechita by contrast, doesn't need a klishares, is because it doesn't need a heavy-duty klishares. It can get away with klishares light. That's the answer to all questions. But nanaminam shatu tuna klishares, mikivin de bekatsha dam betzavar ktsas. I went sota, sota says ktsas. Unfortunately, we don't have the... apparently, the Ritva wrote on Zvachim. Chaval al da'avdim v'lo mishtakhim. We don't have it. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, that is the Ritva. Now, at the end of the day, what does the Ritva mean? That there's a light klishares and a lighter act of kiddush, but it's not, it's only ketzas, and it requires the gemar of the Kabbalah b'klishares. So it could just mean that Shechita's status as an avoda is complicated, you know, which it is. It's the first of the four avodos. The zebach is named by virtue of the zvicha. Some people think that the most important lishma actually comes from the Shechita. There's so much evidence that Shechita is an avoda. On the other hand, it's not an avoda, it's Kshera Bazaar. It applies, you know, to, Chulin, etc. So the Ritva is basically saying, listen, it is and it isn't. And that's reflected also in the level of klishares it requires, and the role of, you know, of Kiddush, or the extent of the Kiddush at that phase. And that answers all the questions. That might be all that needs to be said. I'm just adding that in light of this whole approach, based on Reb Chaim, but that, you know, in terms of this application, this approach to reading the, you know, the klishares issue in Sota by Rav Elvel and by Rav's suggestion, namely that the Mekadesh isn't the klishares, it's really the Maisa Shechita, the Avoda of Shechita. That's what turns the animal from Kedushas HaGuf into Kedushas Korban. That would also explain some of the phenomena that the Ritva is describing. Yeah?
What is the key requirement of the klishares? It it have to be dedicated for the?
The klisharis number one is owned by the mikdash, and but also in its heyday, it was nimshach b'shem ha-mishka. Otherwise, it was avodasa b'chantchaso, things like that. It has to be itself invested with kedusha, so that the things that come in contact with it, or that are accomplished by means of it later, are invested with kedusha. It itself has to be invested with kedusha.
It can't be an eighth.
What?
It can't be eighths.
Yeah, well, according to Rebbe, it can't be kli eighths. According to the Ritva, you know, klisharis light can be eighths, even according to Rebbe, not klisharis typical. Right. Again, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda thinks it can be eights. Yeah.
Is there a chila ideal for the Ritva? Like, if you do it with...
He doesn't seem so.
So this is the maximum you can achieve.
Right. I mean, unlike Ramban and the Rambam, each according to their way, that there's a lechatchila with a regular klishares, it sounds like the Ritva is just saying, well, phase one, i.e. shchita, you know, is such that this is all it requires. As far as I know, there's no evidence in the Ritva that, you know, that that's b'niyavad. That seems like even lechatchila. Okay, so that is... That's so much for that. That's an interesting topic, as I say, that comes up. And again, just to remind, just one last point, just to go back to what we mentioned at the very beginning of the topic a couple of weeks ago, and that is that this whole Gemara is very fascinating in that the Gemara does something else that's almost ignored by the Rishonim, and that is, I'm just repeating what I said a couple of weeks ago, or last week, but, and that is, the Gemara says, the Gemara seemingly is talking about Shechitas Kadshim, right? It's trying to prove, how do you know Shechitas Kadshim, you know, can use a Kli Eitz? And it proves it from Tezva Mudbeis, which is talking about Shechitas Chulin. So that's just a very remarkable thing. Ad kedei kach, that there was, you know, one Rishon, at least in one Achron, I think I mentioned already, who say, well, the Gemara can't be talking about Shechitas Kadshim. So it must be talking about Altaris HaKodesh. But, I mean, it seems like it's talking about Shechitas Kadshim. Now, what are they talking about? Cherev Kecholol and Tumas Sheretz? What are they talking about? Right? So, but that's a remarkable phenomenon. In other words, I'm not sure whether or not Shechitas Kadshim can be with a Kli Eitz, with a Sak and Shel Eitz. Now we know even more because we spent, you know, a year and a half on this topic. So we know even more what's really going on, and that is that there's contrary evidence and just pure logic that would seem to indicate that you need a klishares because it's one of the avodos of kachim. So it's anything but obvious, and it may not even be true according to some Rishonim, maybe it's only b'diavad or the ritz or whatever it is, right, that you don't need a, you know, that you can get away with a kliates, meaning it's at minimum mechudash that you can use a sak and shel kliates in Shechitas Kadshim. So how do you learn that from a makar that tells you that you can use a sak and shel eitz in Shechitas Chulin? Who cares? Why is that a proof? Right? I mean, the same when the Tosas and Zvachim wanted to say, you know, the pasuk, it says Vayikach Macheles, you know, but the kli part has nothing to do with Chulin, because Chulin doesn't need a klisharis, only Kadshim needs a klisharis. No, that those are very true words. Right? So, in the end of the day, I think this is, again, one of the things that really impressed the Rambam. Like when the Rambam said, L'chatchila, you should use a klisharis, but b'diavad, you can use what you can use in chulin, it was like him saying, there's a remarkable gemara here in the beginning of chulin that's learning kadshim from chulin. You know, and that's kind of, by using that phrase, which is gratuitous, I'm kind of accentuating that. But what's it justified? What justifies it? The dialectical relationship between Shechitas Kadshim and Shechitas Chulin. If Shechitas Chulin didn't first come from Kadshim, then Shechitas Chulin would never be a source for the standards of Shechitas Kadshim. But once you think that there's a connection, then the idea that that connection, at least in terms of evidence, can move in. But Shchitas Chulin comes from Shchitas Kadshim, and it's the elevation of Achilas Basar B'Taiva, and we know that it can, you know, be done B'Kliyetz. So Minastam Hu Adin, even that is B'Chudash, but you could say it at least. So Hu Adin Shchitas Kadshim. It's inductive, you know, reasoning. Other, but it's not a Kal V'Chomer. It's not even equal. You can deprive a lower standard for the category that requires more from the category that requires less. That's just bad logic. But if the category that requires less is itself derivative of the category that requires more, then it's appropriate, you know, to look at the evidence there. This comes from that world and it works, so probably it works in that world too. Okay, now let's continue. Now we get into more, this is where a little more esoteric topics, but they come up here and they're, I think, very interesting, so it's important to do them. Now we move on. We're still trying to explain this Mishnah, which I find to be fascinating, meaning, you know, Hakol Shochtin Shchitas on Kshera. So, you know, a little bit of a, like a literary, you know, problem, you know, instigates so much substantive discussion. Right? You talk about Shchitas, the relationship between Taharos and Chulin, the category of Chulin al Taharos HaKodesh, right? Then we're talking about Cherev Kechalal, and, you know, the relationship between Shchitas Chadshim and Shchitas Chulin, and do you need a Klishares? All this just from trying to figure out the linguistics of the Mishnah. Just, I mean, it's just a Musar Haskel, just how seriously they took these things. That's amazing. So the Gemara continues on that vein. Now the Gemara has a different suggestion. Abaya Amar Hachi Ketani. Hakol Shoktin V'Afilu Kuti. Even a Kuti was a nation that was absorbed, that, you know, was brought in to live geographically in parts of Eretz Yisrael, and that was absorbed into the Jewish community. We'll see soon, we'll talk about this for the next year or two. That absorption, or the gerus of the Kutiim, was from the very beginning very controversial. You know, its motivation, you know, whether it was totally sincere, and the substance of it. Are Kutiim, as we'll see soon, gerei emes? Are they gerei arayos, meaning not with an ayin but with an aleph? Lions. They, in the psukim and malachim, right, the Rabbeinu Sholem was upset with the Kutiim because they weren't behaving properly, and he sent lions, you know, to scare them. You know, so a lot of them were mizgayer because of that. But it seems from the very beginning there were real big issues. Because, you know, so Elokim, you know, they were scared of the Rabbeinu Sholem, and they kept, you know, being oveid their Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we'll see. This is a fascinating chapter. From the very beginning, the Kutiim, their sincerity, the content, was kind of problematic, and there's debate about them. And we'll soon see, oh, I'll read to the end of the Gemara in a minute, on Vav Med Aleph, where at a certain point it seems like they, you know, they expelled them from many generations later from the Jewish community. And what does that mean? Like, what is the mechanism for that, and what does it mean? So the whole Kuti issue is fascinating. So this is how it starts off in terms of our sugya. Abaya says that the Mishnah, when it says Hakol Shochtin, and then it says Shchitasan Kshera, refers to Kutiim, this problematic group. Okay? At the moment, their problematic character stems not from their Jewishness, but from their level of observance and trust, as we'll see. They didn't believe, the Kutiim did not believe in many aspects of Torah Shebaal Peh. We'll see that the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, he set the tone with this. The Rambam says that, you know, the status of the Kutiim of old, you know, is the same status that we assigned later to the Tzedukim. And of course, in the Rambam's time, to the Karaim. meaning they didn't mostly did not believe in Torah, with some exceptions, in Torah Shebaal Peh. One of the things they also didn't believe in, again, this profile of what they did and didn't believe in is a fascinating thing. You wonder whether it's just a coincidence, of different things, or or there isn't a pattern, right? I think there's a pattern, but one of the things they didn't believe in was the Fnei Iver L'Asitei Mechshol. So the problem with the Kutiyim was, even if they believed in Shechita, let's assume they believed in Shechita, but that, didn't stop them from, being particularly concerned about doing Shechita and having other people eat from Shechita, which is not Kshera. So this is what it means. And this is all background. Bai said, Hachi Ketani. Hakol Shoktim, and the Mishnah said Hakol Shoktim, it means Afilu Kuti. A Kuti, in theory, can be a Shokhei. It's not Pasol Mishchita. Bamedvar Mamurim. But when? Kishi Yisrael Omeid Al Gabav. That's when somebody's monitoring him, supervising him, keeping an eye on him, to make sure that he's doing a proper Shechita. Aval Yotzev, and this is Abaya talking, Aval Yotzev and Ichnas, if the Mashgichim are Yotzev and Ichnas, they're not there all the time, they're in and out, which usually means, we'll see what it means going forward, but there's some Mirtas, meaning, he doesn't know when they're going to be looking. They're not looking all the time. But is he going to take a chance, that when they come in, he's not doing a proper Shechita, or will that, be sufficient deterrent, the fact that he's Yotzei V'nechna? So the Abaya says, B'med Ramurim Kishisol Omer Al Gabav, but Yotzei V'nechnas is not enough, Lo Yishka. V'im Shachat, but let's say he did go ahead and shecht, and there wasn't Gedolim Omdim Al Gabav, there wasn't sufficient supervision, what do you do? Choteich Kazayis Basar, V'nosein Lo. This is fascinating. You cut off a piece of the, you give him a piece of chicken or meat or whatever it is, and you see if he eats it or not. Achlo mutalachom b'shchitaso, because they did believe in Shechita, right? They just weren't trustworthy about lifnei iver l'asitei mechshol. Lo achlo, if he refuses to eat his own Shechita, right? Then no one else can eat it either. Asor lachol b'shchitaso. And then we say chutz mecher shoto v'katan. Tafilu di eved nami lo, shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu. Then the Gemara says, like we said before, the kulin sheshachtu. What is the kulin sheshachtu? What does that go on? Ahaya. What does that go on? So the Gemara says, ilay makherishot of a katan, Allah koi v'im shachtu mi boile. Then it shouldn't say, it should have said v'im shachtu. Okay. Ella akuti, going back to the kuti. Ha'amris. Ki Yisrael, Kishay Yisrael Omid Al Gabav, Shachir Afilu L'Chatchila. But we said that if he's getting proper supervision, Yotzev V'Nichnas, but somebody who's there all the time, that sounds like a Kuti can even L'Chatchila be a Shochet. So the Gemara says Kasha. Okay. Amar Rava, Rava says, I'm just going to get the, we don't have so much time, let me just get some of the basic Gemaras in. We'll discuss more of this next time. Amar Rava, the Yotzev V'Nichnas L'Chatchila lo. Rava disagrees with Abaya on the level of supervision necessary for a kuti. He says Yotzev V'Nichnas is good enough. After all, Hatnan, we learn elsewhere that Hamayniach Chovek Achavim B'Chanuso. Let's say you let this non-Jew loose in your store. Right, and you don't know what he's going to touch and what he, etc. So the Yisrael Yotzev V'Nichnas Mutter. If the Yisrael is in and out, so you have a Mirtas again. He doesn't know when he's coming in and when he's leaving. So the trepidation that he feels that he could be caught, doing something improper. That keeps him in line. That's a basis for his Nemanus. So what do we see? That Yotzei V'Nichnas is a good level of Hashgacha. A very important issue. So the Gemara says, Hasam miktani meiniach, right, l'chatchila, ha meiniach ktani di'eved. Maybe that's not a raya, because that just means that b'di'eved you can rely on Yotzei V'Nichnas. But maybe l'chatchila, everybody agrees you need a mashgiach tmidi in such circumstances. Elamei hakel. Maybe that's not a raya, but maybe this other source is a raya. Ein ha-shomer, tzorchli yoshev u-mishamer. You don't need the supervisor to be sitting there all the time. El afa b'shiyotzev v'nichnas. Here it says, mutter. It doesn't just say a b'dievid language. Oh. So if that's the case, Rava disagrees. There's a major debate between Rava and Abaya. When it comes to Kuti, we don't trust the Kuti, all things being equal. He's chashud on lefnei v'lasitei mechshal. Right? Do you need a mashkiach tmidi? Or is yotzev v'nechnas enough? Very important kashrus debate. Right? I'm sure much ink has been spilled and many OU lunches, were spent over this issue. Ela afa pisha yotzev v'nechnas mutter. So how does Rava read the Mishnah? Elam Rava the following way. Hakiktani. Hakol shochtim afilukuti. That part's the same. Bamedvar mamurim kishi Yisrael yotze v'nichnas. Ah. Not just kishi Yisrael omid al gaba, kishi Yisrael acherim roim also, but yotze v'nichnas is enough. Aval ba umitso shashachad, if there's no ashgacha, and he just found it, the Kuti did it, right? The Kuti had no mirtas that somebody was possibly going to be checking up on him. So then chotech kezayis basar, right? Venosin lo. Then you do the other test, the taste test, literally, right? You take a piece of the meat, you give it to the Kuti, and then we find out, he's careful about his own standards. He just doesn't care about anybody else's standards. So if he's willing to eat it, achlo mutar lechol mishkitaso, lo achlo asur lechol mishkitaso. And then you have the rest of the formula. Chutz micher shadav katan, tafilu b'dieved nami lo, shemi yishu, shemi yidrusu, shema. It's the same interpretation, yachlidu. And then the Gemara says, kulan sheshachad in the Mishnah. Hi, what does that go on? Ile mecher shadav katan alokoi im shachat mi ba'ilei. Ela kuti, ay, but kuti ha'amr safil yotzev v'nichnas shochet lechatchila. So the Gemara says, no, we have to go for another pshat, kasha. Okay, what's the other pshat? Just so you should be aware, and then we'll follow up on it. Rav Ashi Amar hachiktani hakol shochtim afil Yisrael mumar. Okay, not a kuti. So kuti, just to sum up so far, there are two other suggestions how to read the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is not talking about, Tamei Sheshachat Mukdashim and Taras HaKodesh, right? Abaye had a new suggestion. The Mishnah is talking about a Kuti. There's Kuti Lechatchila and Kuti B'dieved. Then there's a debate between Abaye and Rava, whether is the Kuti Lechatchila even B'yotze V'nichnas, or the Kuti Lechatchila is only B'Yisrael Omid Al Gabav Tmidi. Okay? That is the debate. Either way, b'dieved, right, you could always eat from his shchita. If he eats from his shchita, that's the solution of chotech kezayis basar v'nosna.
Why isn't that l'chatchila?
So that's a discussion in the Rishon. Why is that not l'chatchila? So some of them say, because maybe you'll forget, or maybe it'll end up being baltashchis, if you won't eat it, they have answers to that question. But it is a good question. That's the question that Rishonim asked. Okay, what's the upshot of this? Another possibility, and that is that we're talking about Yisrael Mumar, not the group of the Kutiim, but same idea, Yisrael Mumar. Ravashim Hachitani, Hakol Shochtim, Afil Yisrael Mumar. What's Yisrael Mumar? Mumar means, of course, a rebel, a morade. Somebody who's not scrupulous about Shmiras Halakha. So the Gemara says, L'mumar l'mai. If it's lechol nevelos l'te avon. At this point, the Gemara thinks that the mumar is somebody who's a mumar l'te avon. L'mumar l'te avon means he's not a rebel, per se. Right? He's certainly not l'hachis. Right? He is somebody who's weak in his commitment. He's he lets his passions, he lets his hunger, as the case may be, get the best of him. He doesn't mean to sin. You know, maybe he has a good Jewish heart. You know, but he's not very, you know, he doesn't sacrifice much to his commitment. So he's a mumar lechol nevelos l'te'avon. Ukenerava, tamarava Yisrael mumar ochol nevelos l'te'avon. If a Yisrael mumar ochol nevelos l'te'avon is going to be the shochet, so this is the Rava's idea. Bodek sakin v'nosein lo umutar lechol mishchitasa. So what you have to do is first check out the sakin, right, to make sure that it is not pogum, right? Then, well, I mean, you know, there's no downside for him to do a proper shchita. There's no taiva in that, right? So once we know the sakin is okay, all things being equal, it seems like, we'll see whether we have to know he's a mumch or not, there might be other reasons, issues, but no saying low, you can give him the sakin, and mutalach ha-mishritasa. Aval, lo badak, if you didn't check out the sakin, so you don't know whether it was pagum, right? Vinasan lo, and you gave him the sakin shel shchita, and he shechted. Under those conditions, lo yishchot, he should not do the shchita. V'imshachat bodek sakino acharav, then you can check it out afterwards. Nimtza sakina yafa muter lacha mishchitaso. V'imlav aser lechol mishchitaso. Okay. The idea being, as we'll see in the Gemara later on, lo shavach hetera, lo shavach hetera v'achal isura. If he, all things being equal, he can eat kosher, he can eat not kosher, he's going to eat kosher. He's not a bad guy. He's just, you know, can't control his, you know, his hunger pangs or whatever it is. So he's not going to wait around. You know, it's the path of least resistance. But if it's equal, he's going to be shomer mitzvos. So if we could check the sakin, and then it's all things being equal, it's just as easy to do kosher shkita as it is to do a non-kosher shkita, not a lahakis person. So then you can rely on it. Okay, that's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, chutz b'cher shot v'katan, afilu dievet nami lo, shem yishu, shem yidrasu, shem yachlidu. Then the Gemara says again, "V'kulin shishachtu ahaya." I'm just not even translating because it's the same shakavataria. Ilei mecher shadavakatan alakai im shachtu mibayle ella a yisrael mumar. So the Gemara says, "If you're talking about yisrael mumar, he debadeak if you sakin v'nasan lo. If to begin with he checked the sakin ha'amris shochet lechatchila, there's no problem because he's not lahachis. Ella delo badak. So either yisal the sakin libadke." Hashta. If the sakin is still there, we can look at it now. And if it turns out it's smooth and there's no pgam, then we can assume he did a proper shkita. Either lay se le sakin, if there's no sakin in front of us, right? Ki acher rono so my have. What does it help to have somebody look? They only can tell whether or not he's doing shihiya or chalada. Is he mechanically doing the right kind of shkita? But if we don't know about the state of the sakin, you know, it could be that it's treif. Not because of the physical maisa shkita, but because of the pagam in the sakin, which just rips out the, you know, the simanim. Ah, duma b'sakin paguma shochet. So the Gemara says kasha. Then finally, the Gemara says Ravina amar hachiktani. Another suggestion: hakol shochtin, hakol mumchin shochtin. Anybody who's a mumche, established as an expert shochet, he can do shkita lechatchila. Mumchin, v'afil apapi she'ein muchzakim. If he was a mumche, then he would be permitted to do the shkita, even if he's not muchzak, established as a shochet, in terms of his level of experience. But he knows halachos, etc. Bamedvar mamurim sheyodim bo sheyodei lomar hilchos shchita. That's if he knows hilchos shchita. Avalein yodim bo sheyodei hilchos shchita. But if we don't know that he knows hilchos shchita, lo yishchot. Then he can't be shochet v'imshachad bodkin oso. if he does the shechita, then we can test him afterwards to see if he knew hilchos shechita. Im yodea lomar hilchos shechita muter lecho mishchitaso. If he passes the bechina literally, then we can know in retrospect that he was a proper shochet and that everything probably went well. The imlav also lecho mishchitaso. Chutz micheres v'shota v'katan dafilu b'diavad no nami lo. Says the Gemara, Shemi Yishu, Shemi Yidrasu, Shemi Achlidu. The Kulin Sheshachet Ahaya, Ilei Macher Shot Bekatan Alokai, Im Shachtu Miboile, Ela Shein Mumchit. So the Gemara says, Bibod Kinoso Sagi. But either way, we can give him a Bechina. So what's the problem? Gemara says, The Leisei Kamon, The Livdike. Let's say the Shochet did the Shechita, and then he went on a cruise. He's not available for the Bechina. What do we do then? That would be a problem. Ika de Amri, some people say it a little bit differently, in the name of Ravina's version of things. Ravina Amar Hachiktani. Hakol Shochtin, Hakol Mukzakin Shochtin. People who already are established as Shochtin. Mukzakin Apapi She'en Mumchin, even if they don't know Hilchos Shechita. So Gemara says, Bamedvar Mamurim Sheshachtu Lefanenu, Beis V'Gimapan V'lo Nisalei. That's if he... did a couple of shechitas in our presence, 2-3 times, and he didn't faint away. So he knows, we know that he knows the technique. Avalo shachat lefaneinu beis gimel pa'amim. If he didn't do that, lo yishkot, shema yisalef, maybe he is queasy. Some people, when they see blood or whatever. Bim shachat v'amar barali shalon isalafti. If he does the shechita, since we're not talking about a mumar anymore, talking about a trustworthy, kosher, person with cheskas kashrus. So let's say he says, I did the shechita, and I'm sure that I didn't faint or I wasn't weak in my, shechita simanim. Then shechita sekshera, chutz mecher shod v'katam dafilu b'diavad namilo, shem yishu, shem yidrusu, shem yachlidu. The Gemara says, this can be one, I'm just going to try to get to the 2 dots quickly, and then we'll see where we're going to go from here. The kulin sheshachto ahaya, again, ilei macher shotu v'katan alakai im shachtu mibaylei ela she'en muksakin ha'amris, that even if ein muksakin, if the person says ha'amris barali sagi, says the Gemara again, delesa kaman delashaylei, he shechted, he's no longer present to be interrogated, but we just don't know, therefore we don't rely on the shechita. So then the Gemara has the following conclusion. The Gemara said, this little few lines in the Mishnah, we have 5 different perushim. Why do you need 5 perushim? So the Gemara says, Rabina v'Rabba Barula Kabaya, right? V'Rabba Ravashi lo Amri, Mishim dekashalu v'kulon. Okay? They don't like the language v'kulon. Fine. Kula k'Rabba Barula lo Amri. Rabba Barula is the one who said that the Mishnah was talking about Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh and Chulin Bin Mukdashim. So he said they don't like that. The others don't like that pshat. L'hachlish the Amras Hacha Ikar Adarabba Hasam Ikar. Right, the B'Kadshim Kai. They don't think that our Mishnah is speaking about Kadshim. Our Mishnah is Masachet Chulin. Right, the main discussion of Kadshim is going to be in Zvachim. L'hachlish the Amras Hasam Ikar V'Hacha Ayri Aidi rather the Tana Tami Bechulin Tana Nami Tami Bimukdashim Tami Bechulin Gufa Lo Yitzrichlei, because Chulin Shenasal Taras Hakodesh Lavka Kodesh Dami. The according to the view that says, well, the Mishnah is mostly talking about Chulin. True, it just Agav speaks about Kodesh. They don't like that pshat either, because it puts a very heavy emphasis on the concept of Chulin Shenasal Taras Hakodesh. And these Mandamim, they think that we don't paskin that Chulin Shenasal Taras Hakodesh is Kakodesh. Remember, that's the idea, that somebody wants to simulate the conditions of Tahara, that he's bound to do that. Kula k'Ravina lo Amri, right? Why don't they say like Ravina, who said the L'hach l'shin da Amri mumchin in she'en mumchin lo, according to the version of Ravina that said, we allow a mumcha to shecht, but not a non-mumcha. They don't like that, because they hold that Rov Mitsuyin Eitzo Shechita Mumchenei. We'll have to talk more about this. And that is that there's a Chazaka, or a Rov, that people who shecht wouldn't presume to do that if they weren't capable, if they didn't know themselves to be capable. And therefore, it's not only mumchin that can be shown, only known mumchin who can be shown. Any member of Klal Yisrael picks up a shechita knife and does shechita, the presumption is that he's a mumchin. Roman tzvi neitzel shechita mumchin. Right, in shem muchzak and lo, according to the view that said it depends whether he is muchzak b'shchita, they don't like that either, because lalufei lo chashir, how many people faint away, you know, because they see a little bit of blood. Rava lo amar kabaya, why didn't Rava like Abaya's idea that we're talking about a kuti and distinguishing between yotze v'nichnas and omid al gaba? Kikushe, because he already pointed out that he thinks that the mashkiach who's Yotze v'Nichnas, is also good enough. You don't need Omid al-Gabav. Abaya Loma Karava. Why doesn't Abaya agree with Rava's idea that Yotze v'Nichnas is good enough from the raya that he brings? Hasam lo naga, hacha naga. In the case where the, you know, the non-Jew is, you know, not being observed every second, but he hasn't done anything. Here we're talking about somebody who does an act of shechita. The kuti did an act of shechita. We're just trying to figure out whether the shechita that he did is a good shechita, bad shechita. So whether a person didn't do anything, and we're not sure whether he, you know, we have no evidence that he did a maisa. The question is, maybe he did a maisa, and maybe the maisa that he did was no good, or was a problematic one. There we say yotze v'nichnas is enough. But where an act is done, and the question is to label that act like shechita, shechita skuti. There you need a mashkiach tmidi. Ravashi lo amar kitravayu. Why doesn't Ravashi like any of the pshatim of kuti? This is very important. Kasavar kutim geiria rayo seim. Because he thinks there's nothing to talk about kutim. Kutim are not proper geirim. Their motivation and maybe the substance of their kabbalah sol mitzvos compromised them, right? Disqualified them. They weren't Jewish. And therefore the shechita is never good, even if it's omid al gabav. Of course, this gets into the issue of shechitas kut, shechitas akum, which Tosis talks about, which we'll get back to. Abaya lo amar kiravashi, lo svir le hadarava. Okay. Meaning, mumro chot velos. El rava maitama lo amar, kishmaite, with dvarav the baya kamar, vele lo svir le. Okay. So we'll stop here. Next week, what I want to do is pick up, I want to break these down. Gemara has several interesting cases, particularly I want to talk more about Puti, a little bit more about Yotze v'Nichnas and Mashkiach Tmidi, but especially about the status of Kutiim, the controversial status at the time of their Geirus, Kuti Geir Arayas Geir Emes, and even more so, as I say, the Gemara in Vav, I'm not going to read it now because it's too late, but the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph seems to say that at a certain point the Kutim were completely written out of Klal Yisrael. What do we really mean that? You know, Lekula and Lechumra, and to try to understand what that is on the what's the basis of that? What's the mechanism for that? Can you take somebody who has Kedushas Yisrael, who had Kedushas Yisrael, and Chachamim can just determine he's no longer Jewish? Right? A very shocking Gemara. We have a parallel Gemara in Yevamos about the 10 Shvatim, where the Gemara actually uses the same expression, Asa'um Kigoyim Gemurim. And a question also, what does that mean? So these are the questions I want to discuss next week. And then going forward, we want to still discuss also Mumar L'Teyavon, a little bit, Mumar L'Hachis, a Mumar L'Avarazara, and L'Chil Shabbos. Meaning different levels of Mumrim, of Avaryanim, and the impact on Shechita, but more generally, what their status is as members of Klal Yisrael.